Today, a White House spokesman expressed serious concern about Iran's failure to cooperate with the United Nations nuclear inspectors. Scott McClellan called on Iran to, quote, come clean and abide by its international agreements. As news analyst Daniel Shore notes, that call avoids old Bush administration language about the axis of evil.
Having expended its preemptive zeal against the speculative weapons of Iraq, the Bush administration is taking a measured approach to the more evident nuclear buildup in North Korea and Iran. In Sea Island, Georgia last week, the G8 industrial powers agreed to a one-year moratorium on supplying fission materials to countries that don't have any. President Bush went along with that, although it falls far short of the permanent ban that he wanted. In Vienna this week, the 35-nation International Atomic Energy Agency is working on a resolution deploring the failure of Iran to cooperate more fully with inspection. In the dealings with Iran, the lead has been taken without American objection by Britain, France, and Germany, known as the EU3. They were the group that last October negotiated Iran's agreement to the IAEA inspections. The Bush administration has apparently agreed, at least for the time being, not to press the case for sanctions in the United Nations Security Council. In a speech last February, President Bush proposed that control over uranium enrichment be placed under the control of a nuclear suppliers group composed of the 40 countries that operate nuclear programs of one sort or another. That idea has been rejected by Iran and has not gotten very far in the IAEA. Meanwhile, Iran's commitment to the EU3 last October to freeze work on uranium enrichment has yet to be honored. Iranian officials continue their deadpan insistence that for all their oceans of oil, they need atomic energy. But noteworthy is that American preemption appears to be on the shelf, and the United States is letting diplomacy take its course. This is Daniel Shore.